It's been a long time coming, we finally here. Been putting in work, now the mission is clear. Still kicking that truth straight into your ear. The reminders recollect is your black bits.
Where are you from and what brought you to the Springs?
I'm from Brussels, Belgium. That's where I was born. And then my father's side of the family's from the Congo, so I grew up there a little bit. My mother remarried, so my stepfather was in the Air Force. That's how we ended up here. Same for Asia. Asia is from New York, but her father was in the Air Force. And so we both moved here summer 98, and we've been here since.
How'd you get involved with music?
Music is something that's always been around our households, and you know what I mean? It's something that we've always loved. But directly after high school, I started writing and performing a lot more, like just writing and recording a lot. And then the more I was around studios, I found out how to get into venues and things like that. And so just, you know, listening to artists that we love and trying to follow the same footsteps.
What did your music sound like individually versus together with Asia?
Hers was more of a spoken word that grew into more of a hip hop thing. And mine was more of a young rap, you know. Obviously, I was a lot younger at the time, but it was, you know, more, the content was a little different. The basis of it is still the same. Some of the goals that we rap about and some of the main points that we rap about is still the same, but, you know, my mind was just a lot younger at the time.
You're not signed to a label, right?
Nope. We do everything, as much as we can, we do as much as we can ourselves.
How do you make that work? Like, support your family and everything?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. I mean, that means we have to work a lot harder. We probably work 10 times harder than your everyday artist who's signed, because we have to play the artist, and then at times we have to play the tour manager. We have to play all these different positions. So I could tell you we don't sleep much.
What are some of the challenges of not living in a major market for hip-hop?
A couple times I've had people tell me, like promoters say, if you guys lived in New York, you would already be big. If you moved to LA, you would already be big. There's definitely challenges in there, but there's also benefits. The challenges is that there are not any record labels here to help us out. You're not going to run into somebody that's going to say, hey, come on, I'm going to sign you and, you know, let's make this happen. But at the same time, we know a lot of artists from traveling and from doing shows with them. So if an artist comes into town or comes into the state, they think of us right away. You know what I mean? So that's the advantage to where if we were in New York and I'm trying to open for Mos Def, then he has so many cousins and everybody that raps there to where when he comes to Colorado, he can say, okay, I want the reminders to open for us. Like we did a show with Big Boy at the Boulder Theater. And a couple months later, they were coming back to Aspen. And right away, they were like, well, we want the reminders to do it.
Yes, in the middle of the dark, I am shining like the star. I can feel it in my heart.
So you've been in the music profession for a while now. Mm-hmm. How have your more youthful dreams match up with its realities being in the business?
It's definitely not what it seems. And I thought things were going to move a lot faster, obviously, when I was younger. But I'm glad that it went the way it did, because I got to learn so much, which is one of the main reasons we're not signed to anybody, because I learned so much and we can still move as we please. You know what I mean? For example, a label could say, okay, no, don't go do that interview with this radio. Like, we do whatever we feel, you know what I mean? And it's better that way. We're a lot happier that way. So, I'm definitely glad we learned the hard way.
Do you have any advice for aspirers, and especially in places like Colorado Springs where there's not a huge general
audience? Definitely. I would say don't just follow the crowd and don't just try to get it the easy way. Just really study what you're doing. Study the people that you look up to, because chances are they didn't get it the easy way either. You know what I mean? Because we started out right here in Colorado Springs, you know, and we put out a couple records and we used to just perform at small venues. Even to this day, we can go and perform at a big festival, but still come back and do, you know, a little free event wherever it's got to be. But yeah, just keep working hard. You know, don't get disappointed because you put out a CD and not too many bought it. And you know what I mean? Like, just keep trying. Just put out another record. Keep recording. Keep performing as much as you can. And keep sending your videos to everyone that you can. You know what I mean? Because online is a great tool nowadays. You know, if you have videos, if you have music, you can stream it online. You can put it out for free. Or, you know, definitely just keep working hard. Nothing comes easy.
You're also very active in combining your music with education.
In 2009, we got the opportunity to go to Morocco for 2 weeks. And we traveled everywhere from Casablanca, Fez, a bunch of different places in Morocco. And when we went there, we weren't just performing, but we were performing in front of youth camps and orphanages. And then once we saw the reaction of the kids, it really showed us that it's more than music. You know what I mean? So music is one thing, but the message behind it is another thing. And then our presence there and just spending that time with them. So we decided that once we got back here, we were going to do the same thing at Boys and Girls Clubs, at rec centers, or wherever we can. We went to Rampart High School and performed at an anti-bully assembly. And it was, you know, the whole school was there. You know, so till this day, whenever we go to stores and stuff, kids are like, you came to my school. That's why I feel you should make music that comes from the heart and not just try to sell records. Make music that means something to you and be honest when you do it. And then it reflects, you know what I mean? The message reflects whenever people listen to it.
It seems to me that your music's more in touch with the origins of the hip-hop culture as opposed to more of the pursuit of individual success.
Hip-hop is what reached us in terms of the stuff that we were listening to coming up. You know, some of our favorite artists from The Roots to Black Star to Fugees and people like that. So our music reflect that. We're not so much the kind of artists that just rap about ourselves. You know, we rap about our experiences and try to relate that to the listeners. But beyond hip-hop, it has a lot of reggae influence to it, and even just all kinds of music, you know what I mean? Because I worked at Independent Records for 4 years, so you can imagine the kind of music I was exposed to throughout that journey. And our parents listened to jazz. They listened to a lot of classic rock, you know what I mean? So we try to bring all that into the message that we're recording. We're The Reminders. We have 2 albums out, Recollect, Born Champions. They're everywhere online. They're at Independent Records locally. Just keep up with us, you know? Thank you for the opportunity.
Awesome. Thank you, Samir.
For sure.
Appreciate it.
All right. Peace.
Africa on my mind.